The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
It's February 23rd. And it's 7:01 a.m. Central Time for those of you looking at your watch going, wait a minute, I'm in a different time zone. Imagine if you will. Yeah, we're here. Live and kicking, streaming on 7.490 shortwave, as well as on the Rents Radio Network and various other channels. And, of course, those of you listening to us on the Internet at thepowerhour.com, good morning. And, of course, lots happening here. Got to discuss what's going on at the Power Mall because in the middle of controversy, are we always? No, not necessarily. But you know what? We had Frank Davis on the show yesterday, and this raised a lot of questions because of the fact we're doing the 10% off OptiVita products. And that includes the sugar-to-fiber 500-milligram capsules in 60-capsule quantities. And if you buy the sugar to fiber, you get two free ebooks. Well, now there's been some concern for those of you who have unsubscribed from getting your email blast, you won't get the ebook. So you've got to make sure you've subscribed and that you're getting our email blast in order to get those ebooks. Otherwise, we don't have a valid email for you. So we can't help you there. We're trying to give it to you for free. All right. Everybody likes free stuff, right? Well, here's the thing. This is the bit of controversy here we want to clear up. You may be somewhat confused about which OptiVita product to take. So what we've done is a breakdown. We actually called Frank Davis and had a tete-a-tete on the phone on the enzyme content so you can decide what's going to meet your needs best. Now, see, here's the thing that we determined yesterday after the show. Everybody's got different metabolism. Everybody is not diabetic. There are some people out there that exercise first thing in the morning. There are some people that exercise mid-morning. There are some people who don't exercise at all, and they're sedentary. There are some people that just gorge themselves on junk food. I mean, everybody's different. So this is why the enzyme content controversy exists. Complete Essentials contains digestive enzymes and probiotics. It does not contain the enzyme that converts glucose to fiber. It is not the same thing as sugar to fiber, all right? Now, Frank takes it in the morning because Frank is this good-looking 76-year-old guy that plays golf, and he's very fit, and he's never felt better because of the fact he takes Complete Essentials. Now, he's like me, type A, got to be doing something all the time, and that's the sort of thing that you probably don't have major blood sugar issues, all right? Then you have, but see, Complete Essential, some people are on a fixed budget. I get it. And you don't want to spend the big money to do, you know, you spend a little bit more than you do with Basic Essentials. Basic Essentials contains digestive enzymes and probiotics as well. It's just that not as expensive. You're still getting the good stuff, but it's not as expensive, all right? This does not contain the enzyme that converts glucose to fiber. So if you get Basic Essentials, it does not have sugar to fiber content in it, all right? The digestive enzymes is the same thing. You're just taking nothing but the enzymes. It's not like Complete or Basic Essentials. You still get the digestive enzymes and probiotics, and some people are happy with that. And it's budget priced, but it doesn't contain the enzyme that converts glucose to fiber. Then you have what we've been talking about the last few days, and that's sugar to fiber. It contains digestive enzymes and the enzyme that converts glucose to fiber. It does not contain probiotics, all right? This basically comes in and it burns up and converts all that glucose into fiber. So your blood sugar stays low. And that's the, you know, what the product that you take really depends on the person and what they're eating. If you're having a light breakfast, you may not need to take sugar to fiber, but with a larger dinner that's got a lot of protein and sugar in it, especially if you like, you know, snacking after dinner, or like me, you got to have that snickerdoodle, you know, you're going to want to take two sugar to fibers before your meal so that you keep your blood sugar down. Now, we talked all about this on the show, so we're just trying to, you know, do away with the confusion here because we don't want our listeners to be confused as far as what to order. OptiVita also has the Winter Wellness Bundle, which is going to be ending at the end of the month, which is two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D, and it's still sale priced at $53, okay? Instead of paying $70.90, you're paying $53. And then you can, of course, add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and your OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million, to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle. I put my OptiVita Silver Liquid inside my drinking water. And so that's what keeps me hydrated, right? You need to stay hydrated. Water, can't live without it for more than 72 hours. Now, North American Urban Spice Products, here's something else. We got the new Raw Pine Power Plus, 8 fluid ounce bottles, okay? Now, this is something new. We stocked up on it because we knew people are into making pine needle tea. And rather than mess with it, and, you know, it takes a while to steep the pine needles, right? And then you're just kind of like, well, did it work or didn't it? Is it the right kind of pine needles? Or, you know, what they did was they went out and wild harvested North American and Canadian white and red pine needles, which are both high in shikimic acid. And they are long utilized as a natural medicine. They're high in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and high in terpenes. Now, we could get into the names of the terpenes like alpha-pinene, D-limonene, beta-carophyllene, and germicrine. Many more of them, of course. But, you know, the shikimate pathway is what this COVID nonsense goes through and attacks the ACE2 receptors. That's called the shikimate pathway. You've heard Judy Mikovits talk about it on the show and other doctors. And so the shikimic acid is there to help neutralize a lot of that, okay? So that's one of the reasons why we're selling a lot of it right now, because people, whether it's long COVID or whatever the case may be, the pine needle tea seems to be helping a lot of people, and so they're ordering it, and it's flying off the shelf. So for those of you listening to my, it's not really a pitch. You see, we care about your health. Because, see, if you're sick, you're in bed and maybe you're not listening to the news and the show and the content that we may have that may be mission critical to your survival. And of course, we appreciate you buying from the Power Mall instead of all the other major competitors out there and making donations by when you go to thepowerhour.com, click the support us tab and make a donation. We have regular donors and God bless you for doing that because it keeps us on the air. If you want to make a donation by phone, you can call Jay at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens up at 8 a.m. Central. Or you can mail us a check at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Make it to the Power Mall. And, you know, everything that you buy from the Power Mall has twin benefits. One, you keep us on the air so we can keep you informed and educated. Two, you get a benefit because you get the products, the great products that keep you healthy. So we're going to attempt to get Carolyn Blakeman on Skype this morning. And she is with the formerfedsgroup.org. Apparently, they filed the lawsuits against remdesivir and against the FDA and Gilead Sciences. And, of course, you know, Fauci, Dr. Anthony Mengele was tied to that. So she's going to be joining us later in the second hour. In the meantime, in world news, yeah, I know. Let's get that pay no attention to that man behind the curtain clip queued up here. The Russian legislature has approved suspension of the nuclear arms treaty with the U.S., the START treaty. It gives the Russian president exclusive authority to determine when or if it will resume participating again. But as of now, START is off the table in Moscow. They're not withdrawing. They're just suspending their participation in it, which means they can go ahead and test nukes all they want. And that includes whether the rockets are still working. I mean, they're going to make sure that all of their, I mean, this is, if you're watching what I'm doing here, flexing the muscle. Russian leader Putin has also confirmed Chinese communist leader Xi Jinping is going to be visiting Moscow in the coming months. And of course, this is one of the things that the United States has been warning you about. You're going to cross that red line if you team up and provide military aid to Russia. There'll be consequences for China. Yeah, really? What consequences? China owns their president. What consequences? This is all nothing but fluff in my book. I don't know about you, but we're going to be including a video that for the first time in close to 30 years, Russia has now deployed ships armed with tactical nuclear weapons. They are in the sea as we speak. The claim comes from an annual report from the Norwegian Intelligence Service. As reported by The Independent, the ships from Russia's Northern Fleet were allegedly deployed to the Baltic Sea. The incident comes as Russia also has backed out of the START Treaty following Biden's visit to Ukraine instead of Ohio, East Palestine. Should have gone there. Trump did yesterday. Everybody was happy to see him. He bought all the first responders and people, boots on the ground people. Went to McDonald's there in East Palestine and bought them all lunch, delivered cases of water to all the residents. Basically, he called Buttigieg all sorts of wrong. And it is. I mean, the Biden administration does not care. Here's what you get when you don't agree with their woke ideology. If you are conservative or Christian, pro-life or whatever the case may be, and you don't subscribe to the climate change and you think that our government is up to no good, well, you're a target. That's a sad state of affairs. Or you could even be one of those preppers. Huh. You see, my wife and I were having a conversation this morning over coffee, trying to decide when that became a bad thing. When did prepping become a bad thing? Well, here's the way it was. Those of you who are seniors out there listening to the show very well damned understand what grandma and grandpa did a long time ago. When food was not scarce, especially veggies, this is what they did at the harvest time, right? They spent a lot of time getting together, having canning parties. They did. That was just nature, second nature back then. Because, see, in the wintertime, what happens? Stuff doesn't grow in certain climates. Now, some places, you can grow food 240 days out of the year. And you don't have to put away as much. But in colder climates, you got to put away a lot more. And that's why grandma and grandpa were always out there working the garden so they could feed the family. And they would can pickles and tomatoes and all these other things to supply the family with food during the winter months when you couldn't get food, when it was scarce or more expensive, or for a rainy day. And they had root cellars. Yeah, they had all that. And where have we gone with that now? Well, let's see. We have, we have partners that supply you with freeze-dried foods. Now, what is precipitating that? Well, the scarcity of plants, all the chickens, hens, laying hens being slaughtered, using avian flu as an excuse. Food manufacturing plants burning to the ground? Oh, it's an accident. Of course. How do we know it wasn't directed energy? We don't. Could we think it might be? Sure. Think what you want. Can you call the show and voice your comment about it? Hey, we still have freedom of speech. Oh, I'm sorry. If you believe in freedom of speech, you're a target too. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Got news and open lines for the next hour and a half, so what are you waiting for? But here's the thing. You know, we've got the Russian ships out there with tactical nuclear weapons on board in the Baltic Sea. What, do I have to play clips from Hunt for Red October for people to start thinking about this? Yeah, the GD thing's made to start a war. Yeah, they literally could invade our SOSUS warning nets. And you remember at the end of the movie, you know, with the Tupolev, you know, and Stellan Skarsgård is the captain of the Tupolev, and he will not make the same mistake twice. You know, remember that movie? See, they're always in your face about the potential for nuclear war, and it's got everybody on edge. Yeah, amazing how that works. David in Wyoming, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well. I've been trying to think what I would do when cash is gone and it's replaced by the CBDC.
Ah, I got news about that.
Well, I have some ideas if you got a couple minutes.
I do, but I want to make sure that you understand that the House has now generated a bill that they are trying to stop that from happening. They are trying to pass legislation to stop the Fed from moving forward with digital currency, just so you know. That's in the news today. So go ahead with your thought process. I still want to hear it. I still want to hear it because even though, you know, we have the shift show going on right now, and to me we're in a lame duck situation, may not be the same with everybody. You may not believe it, but I just think that if you've got the Senate the way it's structured and the House the way it's structured and a president that doesn't have a brain has a mental acuity of office furniture, we have a problem. So go ahead with your thought process, David.
Some financial instruments have gone away, like traveler's checks. Checks, period, are going away in the UK if they haven't already. They still have gift cards. Okay, let's hypothetical. I go down to the Chevron, Exxon, Maverick station, whatever. I exchange my CBDC for a gift card, a physical one. Okay, you're at the gas station. I know you have a couple chickens. I put $40 on that card, and it's verified. I give you that card, and I get delivery of your two chickens. Now you have possession of this, and you figure, okay, well, I could get gas. And you say, well, gosh, you know, I got this varmint gun, and I'm kind of low on 22s, and there's been some wild dogs. You go down to the local... it's not a chain, but it's a sporting goods store. You get $40 worth of 22 cal bullets. This guy, now, hey, he has that gift card. Well, it could be circulated until, of course, it approaches its expiration date, and it has value. It has more value than any of the paper we ever keep in our wallet. You can buy gasoline or diesel or junk food.
I'm kind of looking at the idea of the gift card. I like the gift card idea, but I don't want to use CBDC to buy the gift card because then they got a record of it. I would rather just,
there was no record that when I gave it to you at the Maverick
that's
station.
True. You know, when you start using it, and you know, somebody eventually goes to the pump and gets robbed with high gas prices. I mean, the car does have value, and you are going to get gas in your tank, providing there's still gas there, and they don't shut you off. But the thing is, with a gift card, I mean, they really can't track who it is that's buying it.
Yeah.
Just the one who purchased it.
And also, as far as I know some people that just as soon as an automatic deposit hits their bank, they go and they get their cash.
Yep.
And they operate in all cash.
That's right.
Well, once the CBDC happens, you could, and so that they don't have a bail-in, you could immediately go and get gift cards. Like locally here in my little town, you can put up to $500 on a food card at the local market.
Interesting.
So there's no money in the bank. You already have it in your possession. If the Canadian truckers had done that, they would at least have had a month or so of fuel and food. They could have extended their protest.
That's a valid point.
Anyway, just a few. Yeah. So don't allow banks to have any CBDC in their possession. Unless you have a large account. But we need liquid money, and this would be alongside barter. This could help be a dodge for that if this comes to pass. I think
right.
It probably
and so
will.
Yeah. And so the thing is, we don't know. We don't know yet. If the CBDC does, the idea is also posited as how you get change. And the thing is that you would be spending this card down until there's nothing left on it and you want to recharge it or buy multiple gift cards to use for barter purposes. The problem is if the system completely breaks down, and I'm talking about EMP, which is going to happen either with the strike, with coronal mass ejection, with a solar flare, or the unthinkable Russia launches one of these tactical nukes and detonates it over Kansas 270 miles up. Before we can get to it, because it's hypersonic, and all of a sudden we're all in the dark ages, and that gift card won't work because there's no way to process it because the electric
won't work
is gone.
Either.
Correct. Everybody's on the same level playing field. You see, and that's why you see people going out there and they're cashing out all their money out of their bank and dealing in cash, and they're going to Sam's Club and stocking up on paper towels and toilet paper to last for years and. That stuff, I hate to say it, but, if you don't keep that in a cool, dry, dark place, that stuff starts to degrade. And so, there's only so much toilet paper. And I saw this crisis happen during the COVID situation. It's like, okay, how many times a day do you wipe your butt? I was watching people come in and, like, literally buy up and walk out of that grocery store with cartload of toilet paper. I mean, we're talking five, big, giant bundles of toilet paper. And it's like they finally had to put the hammer down in the store and said, no, not one per. And the managers would come and take the stuff out and people would bitch and complain and protest. And sorry, that's the way it is. We have to save some for other people. In the event of EMP, the grocery stores are fair game. I mean, everybody's going to hit it, and those who are armed are going to walk out with more stuff than those who are not, who are probably going to end up shot.
Yeah. Well, this is an interim thing along with precious coins, along with barter. Yep. It could help.
Yep. Precious coins are always good. Gold and silver, I'm preferential to junk silver, pre-1965 junk silver. I'm more preferential to that because people understand if they're smart, that's great barter mechanism. Also, I understand some of our callers that are shopping the Power Mall are also stocking up on some of the stuff we sell for the purposes of barter items. Barter is a good thing. One, because this is works contrary to the government, because the government doesn't like barter. The government's tried to master barter, and it's impossible to do it because if farmer A wants to deal with consumer B, who wants to deal with farmer C, who wants to deal with butcher B or D, all of these people can collectively work together to keep everybody fed. So the idea is there, and we appreciate that, David.
Job and Abraham, their wealth was in livestock, like Job was wealthy because he had so many camels and sheep and all this kind of stuff. You are a wealthy man because you have chickens and you have eggs.
Well, at this point in time, I consider myself fortunate. And the hens are laying and it's all good. And I've got, just about three dozen eggs at any given moment. One dozen of which is in the fridge. One dozen just went into making quiches. Two dozen are sitting on the counter, which they can for a couple of weeks before you have to clean them and put them in the fridge. So it's amazing if people understand, how to market these things and see if somebody comes to me and they said, well, you got hens, you got eggs. Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take some eggs and cut down some limbs for you. Because we just had an ice storm here and limbs are still falling off the trees. And it's like, okay, I'll give you a dozen eggs. You cut down some limbs for me. That's how that works. And so they go home with a dozen farm fresh eggs and we get our limbs cut. So we're happy because we got some more firewood to put on the stack and, you know, possibly to barter or sell, which is a good thing. I mean, these are very marketable items, especially in the winter months. So I like the subject matter of barter. Anybody else got any ideas? David, thanks for your call. The Biden administration is now admitting their Department of Homeland Security issued a proposed asylum rule change, which border security advocates at the Federation for American Immigration Reform concede that the majority of migrants coming into America are trying to defraud the asylum system. And now the administration admits they're trying to do it. They're lying to get in. This is all part of the big problem of multiculturalism. It destroys countries. The Democratic Party wants to destroy America. Deep State and the Democratic Party want to turn this into a mass ball of confusion where the whites are in the minority and everything that happens is all a result of white supremacy and we must exterminate the whites and multiculturalize with dark-skinned and colored people and forget about meritocracy and forget about all of it. That's what they want. They want everybody. I mean, wait till you hear some of the news that I've got after the bottom of the hour break here about how they're tearing up the family unit. See, when you don't have families, divide and conquer, it's a moot issue. You don't have to worry about children ratting out their parents, causing them to be put to death. Because there's no parents, because there's no kids, because they're all sterile. We'll talk about that. Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio said he's going to invite Ukrainian President Zelensky to participate in the Group of Seven online summit, which starts tomorrow. His government in Japan is going to guarantee a loan for $5.5 billion to Ukraine from the World Bank, fulfilling Kishida's pledge of financial assistance for people who were robbed of their daily lives by the war. Oh, we'll see exactly where that money goes, because right now there's no accounting for any of it. Franklin Graham, in the meantime, you know, Billy Graham's son, Franklin, says the world is inching closer and closer to Armageddon. Yeah, because yesterday was Ash Wednesday, so it seemed like a good time to bring up the tensions escalating between Russia and Ukraine and that it's going to bring us closer to an Armageddon. And he wrote it on a Facebook post, which now, is it still up there? He says, we need to pray that God would open up a door for Russia's President Putin and Ukraine's President Zelensky to find a resolution to this war. Oh, come on, Franklin. You really think that's going to happen? You put this on Facebook. Facebook is woke. What are you doing posting it on Facebook? Wow. I know. You have all these people that still depend on social media to get the truth. My God, what is happening to this country? We'll be back with more news in your phone calls after this break on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. No, we're not radical. We're trying to make sense of it all. Stay with us. We'll talk more after the break.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. One more little note of news from China. China is planning for the moon. Yeah, they want to go up and mine for conflict minerals, solar energy, and possible military use and more. Wow. China wants to go to the moon. And of course, NASA approved plans for the U.S. to drill on the moon for increasingly controversial conflict minerals. Now, other countries want to follow suit. And they lay claim to the moon. Whatever. Well, on the moon, you know, what is it? Minus 240? At night on the dark side of the moon, minus 200 or plus 200 on the front side when it's facing the sun. Yeah, it sounds like a winner to me. You know, I sometimes when they talk about, you know, we can't even get a handle on our own planet and live in decency and in order, and they're wanting to go to the moon. Unbelievable. They want to go explore and spend all this taxpayer money going to other places when we don't even have a handle on our own backyard. Isn't that amazing how that works? And of course, the Biden administration now, I'd like to know how they're going to do it. They plan on quadrupling U.S. troop presence in Taiwan against rising China threat. And let's see, how many troops do you think they're going to send there? Between 100 and 200. Oh, I can see Xi Jinping now. Woo! I could just see it. He's laughing his butt off. There was 30 troops there a year ago. Now there's going to be 200. That's going to send a real message. We sent 200 troops over. Nah, nah, nah. Hey, go stuff it. Stuff your face in an ice cream cone, Joe. He is not taking you seriously. He thinks you have the mental acuity of office furniture. You're an idiot. A total moron. The rest of the country thinks so, too. A moron that doesn't care. Otherwise, you would have beat President Trump, who many believe is the real president. You would have beat him to East Palestine, Ohio already. But no, you can't be bothered. You just sent a very clear message to every conservative in this country of ours. And I did not say God forsaken, because, man, I'm telling you, the prayer revival in Kentucky is still going on. Working on 2 weeks. The U.S. military has killed 7 al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, according to AFRICOM. That's their African command, according to what they said. The strike occurred in a remote area near somewhat, 510 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. And, all right, so they're linked to an al-Qaeda terrorist group. And that affects us how? Is that 7 al-Qaeda terrorists that aren't coming here? You know, when they end Title 42 and they're going to try, what's going to happen is you're going to have probably close to 400,000 people per month being intercepted at the border. 400,000 people estimated once Title 42 is eliminated per month. It's not going to take long to rack up several million people throughout the United States to multiculturalize. And see, these people are, what they don't understand is they're coming here thinking they're going to hit pay dirt. Wait till they realize that they're trying to turn this into the United Soviet States of America. This is going to be worse and made worse by all these illegal immigrants here that are going to run out. They're not part of our barter network. They're not prepping. They're coming over here thinking their government's going to take care of them, right? Wow, what a rude awakening these people are going to have. I mean, now I understand why the GOP is down in Georgia trying to make a big push to these illegals, trying to convince them the reason you came here was because of Biden, but you're going to end up voting GOP because you're going to realize what Biden is doing is not going to help you. See, they're trying to program the illegals now. They're doing something I suggested a long time ago, but not by the GOP. The GOP has been gutless to this point, and what really is happening here is the illegals are running into other illegals that have already been here that communicate in their own lingo, and they're the ones telling them, hey, this isn't what it's cracked up to be. Maybe you want to go home. I mean, we already have that girl from Ukraine is saying that the schools in San Francisco are so violent, she'd rather go back to Ukraine. At least they have respect for each other. You see, people are going to start finding this stuff out. And the worse it gets, the worse this administration and this government behaves and the less transparent the government is, the more people are going to suspect that they're leading us down the wrong path. I think most of us that listen to this show especially agree with that. Now, of course, we have Winter Storm Olive.
Oh, Olive.
Well, blow me down. It's Winter Storm Olive.
Oh, Olive.
Nearly 1,500 flights have been canceled throughout the country.
No, it's not Bluto. It's Winter Storm Olive.
Oh, where's me spinach? Hey, all that spinach, Popeye's not going to help you running that snowplow, man. It's coming down. Nearly 1,500 U.S. flights have been canceled so far following a recent trend of air traffic disruptions. An additional 2,629 U.S. flights have been delayed. 200 flights canceled at Denver International alone as of 6:45 this morning, their time. And for those of you that like conspiracy theory, oh, radar just went up. Former President Bill Clinton's special advisor, Mark Middleton, remember him? He reportedly signed Jeffrey Epstein into the White House 7 out of the 17 times that Epstein visited there, was found in May, hung from a tree and shot dead in the chest in Perryville, Arkansas, according to a sheriff's report. The details of the police report were previously blocked by a judge at the family's request. The family feared the photo would be too horrific for public viewing. The judge eventually ruled the report could be released without the photos. Of course, what did it say? Well, it was an apparent suicide. Oh, come on. Mark Middleton was running an air conditioning business in Little Rock. He was trying to make a go of things after getting out of politics. All of a sudden now, you know, they're telling us that he died of suicide. Really? Just like Vince Foster, huh? Yeah. Okay. You know, this is all, you know, coming out right now because they're talking about releasing some names out of a little black book. People that hung around Epstein Island that jumped on the Lolita Express and went for a ride. Yeah. Yeah, a little minor incursion there, Joe. Yeah. I'd like to have your daughter Ashley on the show. I've got some questions I want to ask her. Let's talk about that diary, Miss Ashley. Exactly. Why did you write that in there? What exactly did he do? And has it messed with your head? I want to find those things out. Don't you want to know? Inquiring minds want to know.
I want to know.
And Norfolk Southern Railway Company, just as you think that they're going to get away with this. No, they got multiple class action lawsuits. They're getting slammed, alleging negligence in that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. And of course, past lawsuits and accident reports from the NTSB show that Norfolk Southern doesn't operate in a vacuum. Unions, contractors, rail customers, and government regulations have all had a hand in the operation of the massive system. So a negligence in the legal specter of things, there's contributory negligence, you know. How much, the jury has to decide, did the union contribute to the disaster? How much did the contractors contribute to the disaster? How much did the rail customers and government regulations, how much did they have a hand in? And why did the railroad, why were they speeding through town? They should be going very slow. Maybe somebody sabotaged the rail. Maybe they did. Maybe they caused the derailment. Maybe they went over there and did something to cause the cars to slip off and pile into each other, so they'd have an excuse to contaminate. Oh, you never know, right? I'm just making some out-of-the-box assumptions, or possibilities, I should say, that could have occurred. And, you know, the real problem here is, who are the bozos that decided to drain the rail cars and set them on fire? Those are the ones I want to see hang from a rope. You got people in East Palestine, Ohio, coughing up blood. And they're still there. Their houses are trashed. There's chemicals in the water. People are like, don't drink the water. Yeah, their governor, boy, he's got his head up where the sun never shines, doesn't he? Well, I don't know what it is with these people that don't understand, that can't get there and fix things. Of course, now you have to understand that in order to stop this nonsense, you're going to have to crack down and start regulating a little better. Going to have to make sure that safety regulations like the braking systems that apparently, see, now they're blaming Trump for this.
Well, in the past administration.
Yeah. And how long have you been in business, the current administration? Over 2 years now?
Wow.
Yeah. And you've been in power over 2 years, and you haven't done anything either. But yet you want to turn around and point a finger at the former administration? All those executive orders that Senator Biden signed? You know that somebody else drafted those. Those little deep state think tanks and committees out there at the Penn Biden Center, you know they all had a hand in drafting those executive orders. Bozo the clown just signed them, that's all. And, of course, then they got recorded in the Federal Register. Then they become law, or supposedly. It's called code for a reason. Codes are part of our statutory framework out there. Yep. And now Biden has released an executive order promoting woke AI, artificial intelligence. So they must be talking about Biden's brain, huh? Yep, this new executive order. It's going to lead to the further creation of woke AI that will promote racial division and discrimination in the name of an equity action plan. Oh, how wonderful is that? Just what we need, Joe, more division, You liar. Can't trust Joe anymore. So the executive order directs federal organizations to create an annual equity action plan to support underserved communities. Oh, like East Palestine, Ohio? Oh, no. Oh, no, not them. We're talking about blue state city communities. We're talking about communities that are mostly Democrat, you know, because we have to keep up with the division. We can't have a merit-based system. Of course, now you have heard about the pilot that worked for Atlas Air that crashed the plane, killing himself and two others. Basically, wasn't fit to fly. But no, it's not about meritocracy. He got hired because he's black. And is even his own family reportedly is urging the airlines, please don't let this guy fly. He's going to kill somebody. Well, he did. Crashed the plane, nosedived it right in the water, right in the ocean. And the January 6th trap that everybody fell into. Here's a real problem. January 6th defendant has asked U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras to unseal a video allegedly showing an undercover Metropolitan Police Department officer shouting, drain the swamp and our house. Imagine that. And encouraging protesters to climb the barricades and enter the U.S. Capitol. An undercover Metropolitan Police Department officer. Uh-huh. One of those officers repeatedly predicted someone would get shot on January 6th. William Pope of Topeka, Kansas, is one of those that apparently is on trial. He filed a motion that would unseal the video shot by two other MPD undercover officers who trailed Ashley Babbitt up the northwest exterior of the Capitol. And he said, while my descriptions of the undercover MPD officers are accurate, the media and the public should not have to rely on my descriptions alone, Pope wrote. In the interest of justice, that this exhibit in support of my motion be seen by all. And of course, that undercover video is among the 41,000 hours of footage held under court seal that apparently our Speaker of the House is going to turn over to Tucker Carlson, and his producers are looking through it. So, we shall see how that pans out. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday indicated he still has unfinished business in the coming months before he could officially enter the 2024 presidential race. So it is possible that we'll see him do that. Then, of course, he's going to join Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. And now Vivek Ramaswamy. He's got a good lick, got a good line. And in the meantime, Kyle Rittenhouse is hit with another lawsuit from the man that he shot during the 2020 riots. Yep, Gage Grosskreutz. He decided that he was going to file a civil suit against Kyle Rittenhouse. And, of course, it also names the city of Kenosha, Kenosha County, and several law enforcement officials. Oh, wow. The suit alleges the defendants conspired to deprive Grosskreutz of his constitutional rights and to obstruct justice, as well as inflict retaliation against Grosskreutz for participating in protests. Excuse me. If you remember the videos out there, see, it's all about money for him. That's what this is all about. Grosskreutz and the two people that were shot to death by Rittenhouse were coming after Rittenhouse. If you remember the lawsuit that the Blue State prosecutors decided to bring when they prosecuted him for murder, and he was acquitted. And just because, like OJ, you get acquitted doesn't mean there's not a civil action to follow. And this is exactly the mentality that's going on here. You have the death of George Floyd bringing about all this stuff that's going on across the country in 2020 with all these separate riots where, oh, no, they're peacefully protesting. Yeah, let's go burn down a police precinct. Why don't we? Yeah, two of them suffered that fate in Minneapolis. And, of course, they lied about what Rittenhouse was doing in Kenosha. And as it turned out, no, he did not transport a gun across state line. He was not a white supremacist. And Biden is further exemplified as a liar. And he even slandered and defamed Rittenhouse, all in the name of gun control. And see, Grosskreutz was the only one who survived. He was just shot. And he was hospitalized. But the thing is, he was coming after Rittenhouse. And Rittenhouse was already of the mindset where he was threatened. He shot two others, and Grosskreutz came at him. And he got shot, not fatally. So good luck with that lawsuit. It's all about the money. Caused him emotional distress and humiliation. Well, you idiot. Had you not been in Kenosha rioting with everybody else, you wouldn't have gotten shot. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe burning down buildings and lighting trash cans on fire? Maybe that wasn't such a smart idea, was it, Gage? Moron, you were just as bad as the two guys that got shot. They tried to come after Rittenhouse, and the jury acquitted him because they said it was self-defense. And you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and your suit won't hold water. Not going to happen. You're just after money. This is the stupidity of the woke left, folks. Here's another interesting thing about the grand jury in Georgia that's trying to indict Trump. When you serve on a grand jury, you got to keep your mouth shut. You can't talk about anything that's going on behind closed doors. Well, we have a jury foreman in Fulton County, Emily Kors, that is on MSDNC's The Last Word giving an interview on recommended indictments for over a dozen people. 42 minutes long. I mean, not only are you jeopardizing the case, she can end up in prison. I hope they do. I hope they go after her. I really do. I hope they take her down and the rest of the grand jury with her, because the whole jury was tainted at that point. You talk about atrocities in the justice system. That woman is an idiot. Why they picked her to be foreman? If you'd have watched her video, I mean, come on, really? Wow. If you can go find the video, because it's out there. She sat with NBC's Blaine Alexander for 42 minutes. Oh, my. I mean, you talk about violating grand jury. Oh, man. There's a cardinal rule about that. The grand jury does not talk about it. You got to keep quiet. You can't say a word. She obviously doesn't have respect for the justice system. Another one of these woke idiots. Meanwhile, another woke idiot, the Democrat Michigan Governor Whitmer, guess what she wants to do? She wants to give Norfolk Southern $15 million in taxpayer dollars. Yeah. Out of a $750 million proposal in corporate welfare money from her administration for the Midwesterner. Yeah, they want to help build Norfolk Southern's relationship in the state of Michigan. Really? Did you Michiganders up there trust Norfolk Southern after what just happened? You know, you might not be so fortunate, or you less fortunate, or you might even be more fortunate. They may not even bring chemicals up into Michigan, but we don't know. Just get it near a waterway. You ever wonder about the strategic location about that? Because, I mean, if it's in the Ohio River and it's going down to the Mississippi, look at the strategic location of where that derailment happened. Start thinking, come on, outside the box now. Wow. And speaking of Michigan, there's Tim. What's going on, Mr. Michigan?
Oh, man, we got a little bit of ice and snow, and depends on where you're at, a lot of snow.
I'll bet.
It's just an observation. I checked on my daughter to see if their power had come back on, and I'm talking to my son-in-law, and he's in town working, saying, well, people aren't coming into work. It's bad out. And I'm looking out going, bad out? I said, in 45 years of working, I've never been more – I've never been closer than an hour from work. I said, I've never missed a day of work because of the weather. And he's like, what? said, what's wrong with you people? I said, you get up 2 hours early. You throw a shovel in the back and some salt. You get your butt to work. And that's the difference in what's going on today. I mean, there's no can do anymore. It's like, oh, it's bad out. Let's just give up. And that's in the prepping part. I was teased pretty good by family members when they figured out what I was doing. And I was like, don't you remember Grandma? I said, yeah. You go down in their basement. What was down there? Oh, there's cans of soup, cans of this. I was like, exactly, because they came through a depression, and they know what it's like not to have food.
That's right. So, there you go. Thank you for reiterating that point, Tim. We're at the top of the hour break now. We'll be back with more news in your phone calls after, of course, our important commercial messages. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much. God bless all of you for listening. We'll be back after the break. Of course, we always are. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.